Kum Lernen Ablat Gemara, we are up to the very bottom of the page. We are up to the, today's blot is Daf Lamed Aleph, so we'll stop in the bottom of the page, Lamed Abeis. We're talking about that someone has to be subdued, Vigilu Berada, that your joy should be tempered. So Gemara brings a few examples. Ma, the very last line. Lamed Amed Beis, the very last line. Mar Bereya de Ravina, Mar the son of Ravina, Ovati Lula Bereya, he made a wedding for his son, Chazun La Rabbanon. He noted the Rabbanon, the Havi Kabat Chetuve, they were excessively joyous, bordering on frivolity. Icy Kosa, he brought a cup, the Maikra Bas Arba Meyas, it was worth $400, with Tava Kamai, and he broke it right in front of them, such a valuable kais. Vatsivu, and they all suddenly became.
He changed the mood.
They tempered the mood. Ravashi Avadi Lul Berei. Ravashi made a chasse for his son. Chazon Rabban Dav Kabbat Chidur. He saw that Rabban was excessively happy. Icy Kosa. He brought a cup. The Zugisa Chivarta, white glass, transparent glass, white glass. V'tova Kamai broke for them. V'atzibu and tempered them. Says Tesis on top of the page. Icy Kosa. The Zugisa Chivarta. He brought a white cup. Mikan from here. Nagu. This is the basis for the minig l'shabes zuchuchis minusun. You break glass by a wedding. Nothing to do with Chumbei Samiglish. And yet the Ramon Shulchan Aruch Hasim at Tov Kuf Samach says that the reason why we break a glass by Chuppah is because of the Chumbeis HaMikdash. Where's Amor get this from and how do you know? So possibly, Gemara gives two different stories. One of them broke a very expensive glass and one of them broke a white glass. They didn't both do the same thing. What's the difference? When you break, the Gemara says in Soita that after the Chumbeis HaMikdash, white glass became extremely rare. So in the second story, he deliberately broke a white glass, so suddenly they'll think about the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Ashi's reason was the Chur Beis HaMikdash. The first one was to break a valuable glass, not the Chur Beis HaMikdash, just to temper the gaiety and frivolity that was taking place at the time. So that has to do with he shouldn't be too excessively happy. So there the taka was by the meal, yeah, not by the chuppah. So move to the meal. They had no speeches anymore in those days, you know, nobody was listening what was going on.
I've seen someone, I don't remember where, but also the Gemara brought the Indian of Skukus Kibata. It actually means transparent, clear glass.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Not white like...
It doesn't mean white, you know why. It means transparent, yes, and you can see through
that. That was considered quite rare. It was yes. Difficult to get pure glass.
And it says in Sfarim that they don't understand the world today, how is it that after you break the glass, everyone screams at Mazel Tov. You're talking about Churban Beis HaMikdash. Everybody's going to Mazel Tov. What's a Mazel Tov? This is totally the wrong place to say Mazel Tov. You say Mazel Tov, you know, after the Kedushin, maybe before you break the glass, right after the Shabbat Brachas, but not after you break the glass.
They put the tabas, maybe.
Oh, yeah, because grown always say Mazel Tov then, if you remember. So I saw years ago that somebody said that people misunderstand what Mazel Tov is. Mazel Tov doesn't mean good luck. Mazel Tov is, it says that by Chava, she was taken from Adam. It says in Me'ish, Lekocha Zois. She was taken from Adam, from her husband. That's the bone came from her husband. So Mazel Tov is the following. Me'ish Lekocha Zois is Rosh Tevis. Mem Zayin Lamed, which is Mazel. And Toib, we had the Gemara before, when a person gets married, there's two possibility outcomes. One is Matze Isha, Matze Toiv. So we're all saying Mazel, that this woman here should be Toiv. It's a bracha, not we're screaming out, you know, Mazel Tov, like, you know, something happened. Me'ish Lekocha Zois. She was taken from Adam. So that's what Mazel Tov is. That's how they answer. How do you say Mazel Tov after the remember Chumbei Samidish? Anyway, let's continue. The wedding, my Belavina. Look how depressing this is. Lishrama, sing us a song. Amalu, you know what he's saying? This is at a wedding. Violent the Misnan, violent Mis. Oy, yoy, one day we are going to pass away. It's like Shlomo Melech said, Toiv Lech Lebeis Oival, Melebeis Amishta. Shlomo Melech is also hopping on these things. Very depressing thoughts. But, you know, it's a time, you have to temper everything, you know, everything is tight, violent, everything is temporal. And think about the future as well. Amri Leah, Naaman, what's the chorus? Where's our trade mitzvah that will protect us from these calamities and events and weird, very depressing thoughts. Omer Rabbi Yechon Shem Rishvi, also learn Shema Zuchim Pim Ramazin, not let it fill your mouth, not let it open a mouth full. Be no Zilad, I'd be happy and everything else. In fact, you should be happy, but open your mouth wide and with laughter and everything else, you shouldn't do in this world. Shem, it says, Ozi Yemalei Zchayk Pim Shonen, and only then, when Mashiach will come. Ey Masai, when is then? Bizman Shayim, we're going to meet Goshem Lassi the Mela. And Omer Olav Arishlaki, they said about Arishlaki, Shem Yom, in his lifetime, Lamilei Zchayk Pi Ba'olam Hazeh, he never filled his mouth with Zchayk. When? Mechisham and Rabbi Yechir Abed. That means Arishlaki, naturally, he was, according to some, he was in a circus, he was a clown. So of course he laughed, he made other people laugh. But he was so devoted to his Rebbe, as soon as Rabbi Yechon, his brother-in-law, told him that you're not allowed to, he stopped. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anywhere, you know, also love them. But the big machlekes are showing him here, is this connected to the Beis HaMikdash or not? So, is this connected to Churban? Some say that since the Zman HaChurban, you're not allowed to be very happy. The problem is Churban. That's the problem. Others say, no, the problem is Etzem Inyan of being so happy, it leads to frivolity, which leads to hedonism and so on and so forth. That's the problem. We don't stand up to daven. In the Mishnah it says you don't stand davening. Here they say you don't stand davening only from a halacha psuka. Why are we halacha psuka? Clear cut halacha, no pilpul, nothing else, because we don't want you to be distracted during davening and thinking about pilpul, straight to halacha. What's an example of halacha psuka? We'll give examples of a halacha psuki, which is straightforward, according to some of the shayinim. There's no machlekes. This is how it is. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about, nothing involved. Or it's a straight, for example, Rab Zayda said, it's very hard to understand why you have to give examples. There's a million halachas there that there's no argument. What do you have to give three examples? But anyway, they want to give three examples. All the Jews' girls were machmesh, afilu royas tipas dam kechadl, that even they just saw blood. Like a chardel, a drop, Yeshev Saleh Shiv and Akim. He said, remember, we just learned Gemara Nida, that a Nida can see blood for 7 days if it's a normal cycle, and then at the end of the 7 days, if she does a hefsek tira, she goes to the mikveh. And then if it's beyond the 7 days, between day number 8 and day number 18, those 11 days, if she sees it's out of her sink, then if she sees 3 consecutive days, she then waits to stop seeing the dam, and then she needs Zayin Akim, 7 clean days. So the girls were machmeh, that even they see a drop of blood, that they were machmeh, maybe she's a zov, and they have 7 clean days. And according to some of the Shainim, the basis for the chashash is that maybe, even though you saw a drop of blood, maybe it's 3 days worth internally that the blood, it bled inside, and now it's all coming out in one go, but really it was there, every day a little bit of blood came out from the womb. Rav Amro says, "Kiha, give me another example. A person wants to circumnavigate the rules, and he doesn't want to. And we'll have the Gemara later that the reason why today Sadiqim are not as great as Amol, because Amol, they didn't look for these ways of circumnavigating the rules. But this is a legal loophole. If you want, you know, when you have tavua, you have grains, and then you pile them up, and they already have to get through a Maisa. If you want to circumnavigate this thing, you can either bring it in through the skylight, or you bring it into the house before it was finally ready. So then, that's right, exactly. So then you're allowed to, and then when it gets ready in the house, then you're not allowed to eat anymore. But at least while you bring it in the house, it's not chayv yet. So you're allowed to eat a snack, and whatever you feed an animal, fodder to an animal, even a proper meal is considered a snack. So Marim al-Tavos and Machiz al-Moshel bring it within the husk, Kedesh Tei Behemtech, inside the house. So since it's still sitting in the husk, it didn't become chayv. Kedesh Behemtech, Chelot, Ptum Lamai, Potem Maisi, Bo Yisem, or a third law, Kihod, Rav Huna. Very difficult to understand exactly what the Gemara is. Why are you three laws, and why punk these three laws? There's so many laws that nobody argues in. If you have a behema kachim, you know, once you, if the behema belongs to Hegish, you didn't bring it up yet as a carbon, and you extracted some blood, and your meal as well. Once you brought up the carbon, there's no meal by blood. But if you didn't bring up the carbon yet, you're stealing from Hegish. So Rabbanon Avdi Kemaslis, and that before davening they would sit in the chassidus. And Rav Ashi Ovi Kebrais, they learn halacha, and a lot of yeshivas, they learn Shulchan Aruch in the morning before davening. You shouldn't stand up davening from depression, from laziness, not from laughter, not from stop talking, not from lightheaded. The different versions here, this is our version. You should daven from a simcha of a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, it brings a simcha. So too, you shouldn't leave your friend. Don't depart from your friend. Same thing, from stop talk or idle talk, or from laughter, rather, say a halacha. She came, and according to the, I forgot who said this already. Wait a second. And the idea is that she remember you. What's the word? So somebody said, I can't remember who says, metoich dra halacha, in middle, stop in middle. Say a dra halacha to him, but stop in middle. Don't give him the final thing. So he'll remember, I need to find out the final result. And that's how you'll have that connection with him, even after you leave. She came at Tinder, we find Medivim and Shiny in the first Navim. She's saying Medivim, Medivim, Shabbat, Tachnu, Chaum. It doesn't matter how much Teichacha, how the reprimands he gave to the Eden, but they finished off the Tanakh with saying nice things. You shouldn't leave your friend only through Allah. This way, remember you. He once escorted Rabbi Barashi from a place called Pumnara at Beit Sinis in the Bavel to a place where all the palm trees are growing in Bavel. When he arrived, so he said to him, tell me, is it true what people say that Hani Tzinis in the Bavel, all the palm trees in Bavel, existed from the times of Adam till now? So they're a couple of thousand years old. The redwood trees there in California. Omelet, Carton Mills, you know, you just remind me of Rabbi Yezi Bechanina. Rabbi Yezi Bechanina, my deceiver, it says in Pasig, the land that nobody ever crossed. And nobody ever lived there. So the obvious question is, if nobody ever crossed the Heich Yoshev, why would you even think America lived there, dwell there? And the Lame, I can tell you, very important thing. Call Eret Shegozer Aleh Adam Adishin LeYishev, any country where Adam Adishin said one day it'll be settled, Nis Yashua. Eventually it got settled. The whole Eret Shegozer Aleh Adam Adishin LeYishev, and any land that Adam Adishin did not decree should be settled, Allah Nis Yashua did not settle. So here we bring a proof. You see, they finished off talking in halacha.
He never answered about the dry trees.
So he's saying it. So that's what he's trying to answer. That it came from the time of Adam Rishon. If even physically it didn't grow in Adam Rishon, but he definitely. So Yashar does not only mean people, but even trees and everything else. The famous question that everybody asks, I'm safe in his tshuvas, and Yaakov End and others, is, so where's the halacha? You just said, "Are you potter of Eretz Yisrael?" And you bring a story from Agadah. What do we talk about? How old are these trees? And he answered them, "Oh, Adam Rishon, everything has to go chaprot." Where's the halacha? So they each try to come up with some kind of a halacha. You know, if Yaakov Endo or something says about a shade of trees. Sorry.
Maybe the Shem Amra. He quoted.
Okay, but he didn't tell him a halacha. He just so one of them wants to say, I remember who, but he says there that on Sukkot you're not allowed to use a lulav from the Asherah tree. A tree was planted to, but since these trees are from the times of the Medishan, they before Enosh, there's no avodah zarah. You know, you could trust these trees to use for a lulav. You don't have to worry about maybe it's an Asherah tree. So there's halacha involved here. Sounds a bit, you know, stretching it, but that's what they want to say. True. Okay. Amorcha, Avila Rav Shimon ben Ashi. Amorcha then escorted Rav Shimon ben Ashi. Magroinav abe kipiv amla abe doida. So the halach is also when you escort, you don't just walk a few steps. He took a long walk with him. Probably learned. When you dive into Shechad Lishma, you have to face the heaven. I'll bring you a siman. Says a pasuk that Tovich in Libam Takshi was necha, that you should direct your heart and your ears listen. In other words, have kavana. This is a very important halacha that a lot of people don't know, as you'll see in a minute. This is the custom of Rabbi Akiva, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and that is Kishayim Mispalul Imatzibur when he's a rav. When he davened with the minyan, he didn't make sure he davened 10 minutes after everybody else finished. He would make sure that he finished Vanessa more or less the same time that, you know, there's still some people davening in shul. So he didn't want Peter Shul should have to wait for the Rav to finish Vanessa. So he davened quicker so that he should be equal to everybody else. But on his own, another, he's davening very long and he used to get so excited in his davening, he used to move around, and from here the Rosh Hashanah learned he's allowed to move around in the middle of Shemnesa. Others say we're talking about he used to bow down, and Teisa says you're not allowed to bow down the end of the bracha, but the middle of the bracha he used to bow down. But Rabbi Yehuda, others say that from here you see he's allowed to walk around in Shemnesa if it's the kavana that's making you walk. Anyway, very important rule for all Rabbanim that they should hang up in every shul here. This is Gemara. Isn't it true? By Krishna, they should learn to say, you know, a little bit faster so they don't have to host us to wait 5 minutes. Yeah, if you wait a couple of seconds is one thing, but you got to wait a couple of minutes. It's not right. No comment. I'm talking to myself now. I'm a Rav in the shul. And nobody listens to that. I'm there. I'm telling you, nobody listens. Amr Chibad Abba. That's very nice. La'ilam yispal odom bebayis sheyesh bechalonis. A person should daven in a shul that has windows. Shneimer says the chavin pischalei. According to the Rambam, it means the windows should be facing the direction of Yerushalayim. So you remember Yerushalayim. According to Rashi and others, the idea of the windows to see the heaven. And you'll think of the Eibishter. When you see through the windows, you see heaven. Otherwise, if you're in a cloistered place, you don't even realize there's a Shemayim out there. Yeah. Yeah, the Eibishter, but it looks like windows.
In the back.
Okay. We were thought a person should have an audio long. We were told to sing the Zimna class only three times a day. That we thought that maybe he only started when he came into exile. He always did this. Even before he went to exile, daven three times a day. We thought a person could daven any direction he wants. To face Yerushalayim. Even though a few days ago we learned Obi wrote all these other psukim by the face. So I don't know why we don't bring there what it says here, or why here we don't bring what it says there. Anyway, daven three tefillahs a day, but maybe you can bunch them all together, you know, get it out of the way. In the morning, you daven shachar mincha ma'ariv, and then go to work, and that's it. Kvar mefur shei David, so David told you, right, the Ksiv says, erev vavoy ketzorayim, evening, morning, and afternoon. Yochol yashmi akobot vasi, you should daven loud. Kvar mefur shei chana, we learn from chana, and there are many things we are going to learn from chana. So now it says, v'koyle lo yisham, nobody heard her voice. Yochol yishol adot zrochav aches pal, we have to first ask your needs, and then daven. We're told by Shlomo, and it says, "Lishmoya elarina velatfila." So first you got to sing Hashem's praises, and then you daven. Rina zutfila tfila zubakasha. So first you praise Hashem, and this is not just the beginning of Shemnes, also the whole Bichas Kishmer and everything else, and then you do this. Ein oimed dove bakasha acherem ziyatziv. You don't say any bakashas after ziyatziv until you start Shemnes. But once you finish Shemnesa, you can add whatever you want afterwards. Even like the Holy Yom Kippur Vidu, which is pretty long, we add at the end of the Shemnesa. It's part of Shemnesa. After Sim Shalom, you can add whatever you want. Even though we said before, you're allowed to add whatever you want in Shemaya Tefillah. In Bolei Merachet Tefillah, say I feel like you can give them whatever you want to say after, you know, after the Kain Etzor or after Sim Shalom. You want to add a whole bunch like Vidu of Yom Kippur, you can do whatever you want. You can add as much as you want. Says the Gemara. Tosfos brings over here.
We have for saying the with their names.
That's for sure. That's for sure no problem because you're reading after the Yerotzi, after Kain Tzor, after Kain Tzor, which is where he ends everything. What do you call it? Tosfos over here. He brings a Maimon Chazal after he says, you know, you go from halacha to davening. He says, "Ha'oisig b'tzorche tzibur is kedivrei Torah dami." And everybody wonders why does Tosfos bring that down? What's the relevance there? Some want to learn, but then you have to understand the relevance. Some want to learn is that it's just like if you're learning Torah, you don't have to stop to daven. So too, if you're doing Tzorchet Tzibur, you don't have to stop to daven. Fine. We'll have to do them with the Al-Gemara here. So others say it means, just like we say, you should go from learning to davening, from Simcha Shel Mitzvah to davening. So too, those people who are Tzorchet Tzibur should first do Tzorchet Tzibur, and then from there go into davening, because that also brings them Simcha. Okay. How many laws do we learn from Chana? Chana spoke from her heart. Mekan, mispal shechav liba. You know, when you daven, you have to think. You know what you're davening. That's it. And all the lips are moving. Mekan, mispal shechos sheyachter bisvasav. That you have to articulate the words clearly. And the voice wasn't heard. Mekan she also like be a koyel bisvasav. You know, daven loud. So even though you're not daven loud, but you have to articulate the words. V'yachshvel like shekoyda. That Eli thought that she was shikir. Mekan she shikir. All the spal had she been shikir. She's not allowed daven. The Vilna Gaon said the beautiful word. He says, why did he think that she was shikir? He put into the room of Tumim, who is this woman? And the letters come up, and you have to scramble them together. The letters Shin Chaf Reish came up, so he thought Shikr. Actually, it was Kosher, that she's a good woman, and he misread it. Mekan, she Shikr also spying al Davin. Bayimir Ad Eli Ad Moshigan and Eli accused her. Why are you so inebriated? From him, now the Rebbe Chaver, if you see your friend, Dovish and Hagen, that doing something incorrect, Tzorich Lechicha, you have to reprimand him. Even though Lachayit said Achir Tachir Samisecha, so Tosfos wants to say Achir Tachir Samisecha is only by Surim Deraisa. Here, even Isur Derabanan, you have to reprimand him. Others say over here it says Dover Sheinu Hagar. What exactly did he reprimand him? That she was davening while she was shikir, that she bechal was shikir, that a woman is a shikir, or that she walked in the base in the Mishkan. Nobody knows exactly what he was reprimanding her for. So maybe what he was reprimanding her for was not that she did any Isur yet, she didn't daven yet, or she was a. You know, he's reprimanding how a woman is shikur, how b'chal you shikur, and therefore there's no real issa, but this will lead you to Isurim. Therefore, it doesn't come under an umbrella of achir techiach, which is only if you saw someone already do an aveda, you have to tell them off. Here, it's somebody who is about to do an aveda. So therefore, it's a davar shein hagin, and we learn from Eli. Matan Chana, she responded, but it's not true. You're not really a master in this area. Obviously, you don't have a location at the moment. You suspect me of something which isn't true. That's what she. So she actually responded. You didn't. She didn't ignore him because she wasn't shikha. She could have just ignored him. No, she responded. We'll soon learn something from that. She said in a question mark. Lo yodin nata. Aren't you somebody that's supposed to be a master? Lav ikas shchinu l'goyim. Don't you have l'chakayin shchina? She dam toni l'kav chayv l'dat toni l'kav schus. Why in the world did you accuse me of being inebriated? Milo yedat. Don't you know the ishik shasruch anoichi that I'm a woman that is very upset. V'yayim v'lishia. I never drank wine. Amroz mekayin l'nechshiv. Somebody suspects you of something. And even though it's so far out there, it's so far fetched, bedovish ainbay, something which is totally not true. Shetzorich loydia, could we have a pasuk where Yisim Nikiim Hashem Yisroel? You need to defend yourself so that people should stop casting aspersions or propagating lashon hara about you. Do not treat me as if I'm an evil woman. She would have continued on and would have davened, she would have been like worshipping Avodah Zarah. Because she called it Bas Blial. She said, you accuse me of being a Blial. Where do you find the term Blial? She said, you accuse me of being Blial. Go peacefully. Nobody's saying, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. If I suspect you of something which is not true, I need to appease you. Actually, there's no real. He didn't say, "Oh, I'm sorry." He never said, "I'm sorry." He said, "Go in peace." Yeah, I'm saying it's not really the same thing as saying "I'm sorry." Unless "I'm sorry" doesn't, you don't have to say articulate, "I am sorry." If I'm nice to you afterwards, it's as if I'm saying tantamount to saying "I'm sorry," like a tacit kind of apology. She'll give you what you want. But she made a neder. She made a neder. If you give me what I want, I'm going to, give my child to you. And it will be a nazir. Nobody ever referred to Abisha as Tzavakas. That's it. And Chana came and declared Tzavakas, called Hashem Tzavakas. What did Chana say to Abisha? Because all the armies that you create in the world, all the stars, everything else. How difficult would you give me just one son? King Shasta Sulavod made a big party for his servants. Bariacha came along, a poor man, Ramla passed by the threshold. Ramla, truly, give me one piece of bread. One piece. Everyone ignored him. Dochak, he squeezed in, Venichna says, and entered the king chamber. Ramla, Dariamelch. Mikol Suud Shasisa, from all this meal, the entire meal, the banquet that you just made, Kosha Benecha, Lini Prusacha, how difficult is it to give me one prusa? That was her taina. So then the Pazik says, she says to the Abishta, Im Roy Hashem, Tzvakas, Im Roy Sira, if you will see, but only I'm a second, you're impoverished maid. What do you mean, double C? She was threatening the Abishta. Imra, if you look at me and you see my pain and you'll respond, Mutu, fine. Vimlav, Tita, I'm going to show you off that you have no choice, you'll have to give me bracha anyway. You know what I'll do? Eilir Vistatib, I'm going to go and have liaisons with a man in front of my husband. The kivan the mistatarna, and if I do that, Mashal may say to him, and even there's no even everyone asks how could you do that as yichu, but there's no yichu because the husband is right there watching. The ato oisha, she's not saying another person will see me, you will see me. The ato oisha tereskal plaster, and your Torah cannot turn into a false document.
So she'll get the bracha.
Get the bracha for say to because she didn't do anything. She never said. It says the pasuk v'niksa v'nizra zera. So therefore, if she is clean, she will have children. Now, if you remember Gemara Saita, we had a machlekes, it means that if a woman is barren, one opinion says if a woman is barren, she can have children. The other opinion says every barren woman is going to go through this exercise to have children. So it means only if you already have children, it will be stronger, and so on and so forth, or more desirable. So, if she was barren, she will have children, fine. Elamanda, the one that says, if she was a boy who gave birth in pain, she'll give birth normally. In the cave, female shall have boys, and dark shall have white. Short shall have long. My Eagle, we're going to say, the time you learned. If she's barren, she'll have children. Every barren woman will go ahead and do the same exercise. And those who will come out clean will be our children. Truth matters, so what? What's so good? So what's wrong with that? Because we don't want to encourage women to go through this exercise. Because first of all, maybe Taka eventually there'll be Nichshol stumble.
You're not supposed to use the Torah. You can't use the Torah for personal benefit.
That's for learning Torah. She's ready. She'll be in children anyway, but it will be painless. Tzadim le'aruchim, short. It'll be tall. Shchedim le'nevanim, too dark. It'll be lighter. Echad l'shnayim, have twins. Is that a bracha?
The husband has to be in on the game as well. Yeah, because he has to give us asra first.
Okay,
he
true.
Has to warn her, don't I'll just start to employ
him. Naturally, any husband sees his wife. Ma'im roi tida then, according to that, you write an adam. Tida sometimes uses double talk, double speak, because that's common. That's how people speak. Then she said to the Abish, the Bani, Masecha, see the impoverished woman you made, but like Tishkas, I'm Masecha, don't forget of me, you're made, even the Sad Masecha. 3 times, I said, I'm Masecha. Why 3 times? This is what she said to the Abish, the Bani Shalim. Shloisha, Bitke, Misa, Brasa, Misha. Three things that you gave to a woman that you check out if she will die, or Amla, Shloisha, Divke, Misa, things that attached to a woman that can cause her to die. They will hang. Nida and Chalad, look, these three mitzvahs are what causes women to die if they don't observe it properly, which is Nida and Chala and Adlokas Nedis. And in fact, that's the Rosh Tevis of Chana itself. Right? Chesed Chala, Nun is Nida, and Hez Adlokas Nedis. Kluma Vajalachim was ever even any of them. So her name was those three mitzvahs. So give me. Then she said, Venasatla Masecha Zeranoshim, I want you to give me a seed. Mai Zeranoshim, Amadav Gavra Begubri, I don't want stomach kid. I want a man amongst men. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says Zera Shemoshech Nenoshim. No, a seed that will anoint 2 men to become top leaders of the Eden. Who were they? Manin Shaul v'David. Shmuel anointed Shaul Melech and he anointed David Melech. Rabbi Yehonam says Zera Sheshakul Nenoshim. No, a seed that will be equal to the 2 greatest men. Who were they? Manin Moshe v'Aaron. Shmuel was equal to Moshe and Aaron. Shnema. Because it says in the pasuk Moshe v'Aaron b'chayinav uShmuel b'kaidish Moi. So Shmuel is equal to both of them. Rabbanan say Zera Noshim Zera Shemuel v'Noshim. On the contrary, you're all saying featuring somebody special. No, she said, I don't want special. I just want an average kid. A movable band noshim that won't be noticed. No ein hodas. He also didn't know my like aruch, not too tall, but like good, not too short. I don't want somebody very tall. I want average. Like cotton la'ilim, not too thin, not too fat. But like tzacha la'gicha, not too red, not too white. I'm buying over like chacham, like tippish. I don't want a fool. I don't want a genius because then everyone will give an ein hodas. I want an average kid. Didn't work out that way, did it? Shmuel became Shmuel, and he was a king, whatever. Shayfet Ani Isha Ani Tzavizim Ani Novi Ani Isha Ani Tzavizim Imcha Bezeh. She says to Eli, Abba, the woman was standing. Amr Shmuel Levi. I was standing with you. Sound like Eli was standing. Why was Eli standing? So that's the Bishur Malevi. Mikan she'osa leishiv etuch Abba Shvila. If someone is davening, you're not allowed to be sitting in within her 4 amas. So Eli had to stand up. But the Tosfos hold it's only if you're not davening on your own right or learning. But if you do nothing. But if you're davening and learning, then you don't have to stand up. So then, before Shem asked, Eli, what, he was doing nothing? Eli was a kind God, but surely he was learning or doing something. So there's all kinds of the other arguing cases. Within 4 amish, you're not allowed to stand. There's many reasons, either because you're disrupting their davening, so you shouldn't stand, or it looks like they're davening to you, but then if they're davening, then the problem is only if it's in front of you, not if it's behind you. If it's disrupting, it's only in front of you, not behind you. And others say, because when you're davening, you become a piece of Kodesh. And Atmas Kodesh, you shouldn't be within 4 amos of an Atmas Kodesh, stand outside. And then it makes no difference if it's the front side or back. So different opinions.
But imagine
the space there
was more than
4 amos
as well.
No, it seems like it was right. Outside the Atmas, you're allowed to. According to one opinion, if it's in front of you, then no matter how far away. So maybe he was in front of her. Obviously, there's no mechitza because she was dining right next to him. So they didn't have a mechitza in those days when you daven.
David the Melch was the one who put the
mechitza
in the mikdash, wasn't he?
Tikkun Gadol, that was for dancing, for vault. That was Sichbet Sheva.
So it shouldn't come to...
But that's Sichbet Sheva here. Ella Nadei Spalalti. She came to Mishkan to Eli. She came to Mishkan and Eli was the Kohen Gadol then. And this was all... Yeah. Ella Nadei Spalalti. She said, I davened for this child, but something had to happen. Why did somebody say, Elanar Zay Spalalti? Amr Ablaza, Shmuel, Moida, Loch, Ned Abahaya, it's a story here. Shmuel, Paskin, in front of Eli. Now, Shmuel was only 2 years old at the time, which is wondering. Just imagine, the first of a very difficult time in the study. The following story. Shalem says, Vaishkh Zapar, Vaivius, and Eli, they shechted the bull, and they brought Shmuel to Eli. What's the connection? Mishum v'ichchaz apar evi and not el Eli because the shecht of the bull they brought the kid to Eli. Elo omelen Eli koru koin. What happens like this? Eli said to somebody, "Fetch me a coin. I wanted to shecht the carbon." V'lishchet chazan Shmuel to have the mahadib as a coin. Shmuel saw they were looking for coin. The mishchet omelu lomelu chula hadib as a coin. The mishchet, what do you need a coin for? Shechita bezar kasher kshera. You can have a Yisrael. I saw the commentator burn for Eli. Amalem and Olacha, who told you that? Amalem, Iksiv, let's say, Veshachat HaKoin. It says, Vihikrivu HaKoin, Iksiv. But they should be Makriv. Mikabal of Eilich, Mitzis Kuna. Mikan Lashchit HaKshayda Bazar. From here we know, Shchit is Kosh Bazar. You're right. Says the 80 said to Mishmuel, Yom Zerai, me, my love and Abach, you just passed in front of me. The Cholam Abach and Abach, Chayim, he said, I got to put you to death. Ask Yechanu Katzovchem, Yechanu start to scream. I was the woman who stood next to you, you were there, you saw that David gave me a child. Omer Lashovkili Danshe, leave me alone, I got to punish him. Ubin Yerachma V'yavaloch. Rabamina, you know what? I'll daven to give you a better child than you had Shmuel. Omer Leyala, not as a Yisbalalti, I don't want anybody else. This is my kid. Exactly. But unfortunately, I have a hard time because he was 2 years old at the time. You're not going to kill somebody before. But number one. Number two, how did Adi not know this din that you don't need a coin for shchitza? So obviously, the pshat is that Adi knew that you don't need a coin. But he still thought that it was better to have a coin. Let's get a coin. And Shmuel said that since you're delaying the mitzvah, it's not better to have a coin. There's nothing wrong with having a sorel chatchila. But the question about being underage, someone would say he was already grew up over by mitzvah, but the years don't really follow because it happened right at the same time. And now it's a penalty, she came again. This one she brought Shmuel when he was 2 years old. She said, I'm bringing him back when he's 2 years old. Stop weaning. Stop nursing. This is what she said to the Abishai. Whatever you create by a woman is not for naught. Einayim lidos, eyes to see. Esnayim lishmaya, ears to hear. Chaitim lahareich peh, nose to smell. Peh ledaber, mouth to speak. Yadayim lasses behem alocha to work with. Leglayim lahal behen, dadayim. What's my breast for? Honey band to nurse. The dayim halolosh and sata libi lama. So why do you give it to me? I can't have no one to nurse. Lala honey behen, tenly behen, honey behen. Give me a child so I can use them. I don't want your creation to be for naught. Anybody fast on Shabbos, even a gzadin of 70 years, let's say even when you were young, a person lived 70 years, when you were very young, you didn't have Aveda. And this is the connection. What's the connection with this Gemara and the Pirush Gemara? Even though it's the same, the connection with Chayda will be is that the simple connection is because the same guy. It's more than a connection. Shmuel was very, very young. And he deserved to die. So therefore, the Nei Debuta holds that even though we say a young, under Bar Mitzvah, you don't get punished. But when you do get punished for Avedis over Bar Mitzvah, you'll also include in that pekel all the Avedis before Bar Mitzvah. So Shmuel didn't have anyone who was young, supposedly. So here also, he's saying here, that even if it was a Gzar Din for somebody, you know, Shiv Mishana, when you were young, you did things wrong, and now they're coming out, and you had this nightmare. Then on Shabbos, you're not supposed to fast, but if it's a nightmare, it's a mitzvah to fast. It's very difficult to fast on Shabbos. Everybody else is enjoying themselves, not stop eating, but enjoying themselves, and you're not. Then they'll demand from you, where's your earning Shabbos? What's the corner? He has to fast to make up for the fast. Chana came with tiniest recriminations to the Eibishter. Shemar says he spalos shemelamish hitichu don't got myle she had tiniest the Eibishter. Omer Abelazer Elio he did don't got myle Elio also came with tiniest the Eibishter. Shemar says but atas ibayis bechrayes you're fooled by the people turned against you because you gave them too much wealth. Omer Shmuel Levi Yitzchak Menayish Chazuk Rabbi Elio Elio Haynu the Eibishter in fact turned around and agreed to Eibishter. Please Asher Hari Oisi I turned them bad. Then the Eden, every time we want to talk about the Eden, we're talking in the euphemism, the Sinim in Israel. Just a few more lines. We have to go a little bit in tomorrow because tomorrow's Gemara is the longest blot, probably in Shas. If not one of the longest.
Right up there.
Yeah, this and the last Pedic as well. Ha, one of the receivers said, it's my fault. So this mitigated our culpability. The Chad, another one, the receiver says, just like clay in the hand of a former, in other words, I molded you, so I have to share some responsibility. And the Chad, the receiver said, one day I'll give you, I'll take away the Yetzirah and I'll give you Leibasar. So the Abishah is admitting that he gave us the Yetzirah. What do you want from us? Now, Papa Mahacham here, it says, I gave you the spirit or whatever, and I will then help you go back to my mitzvahs. The Abish is admitting fault. Don't read it El Hashem as if it says Al with an ayin. How do you change from an aleph to an ayin? You know, he's skimming to Hashem. It's your fault. They used to change from an aleph to ayin. Not in reading, because, you know, we in our nusach, we don't do it correctly, but an aleph and ayin are not the same pronunciation. We just don't know how to say make the difference. In the beginning of the verse, it said Vidizov, a place called Dizov. Where's Vidizov? Mekan, my Vidizov. Amri Rabbi Yane, we're talking about the Egel Hazov. Vidizov, Divis Dai. plenty. Because all the silver and gold that you gave to the Acha Omru die, and they said enough. Who got him Sha'as's eagle? That's what caused them. When they became very wealthy, they sinned. Amri Rabbianai, so the Nesayin of Ashidus could be greater than the Nesayin of Anias. That's the Rebbe in the Kapitchet who said, you know, we shouldn't have Ashidus, only have Anias, because the Nesayin of Ashidus is greater. And that I was saying, we don't mind having that Nesayin rather than the Nesayin of Anias. But interesting discussion there. Rabbianai says, ain't a famous saying, ain't Ari Noyim, a lion does not, you know, do his roaring, but the Kupa shall tevin if he ate a basket of straw, element of Kupa shall basar. Only if he eats meat when he's really happy. Amar Rabbi Yishai, Moshel, just to finish this, Moshel, Moshel, Adon Shai, Shalei, Parik, Chushu, had a weak animal, Ubalas, Evarim, and Echila, Kashinin, and he gave him to eat the seeds, V'hois, and Bavayezra, kicked him back. Amar Lam, he got a lot of time, Bavayezra, boy, why did the lion kick you, El Kashinin, Shachal Tichel, because he fed him, if you wouldn't have fed him, he would still be there asking, you know, for food. And Amar Rabbi Yishai, Abba, I'll give you a Moshel. Lo Adam Echad, a person, Shai, Ben, he had a son, Hechitza, he bathed him, the Sachai, and he smeared him, all this, different ointments, v'chilo, he fed him, he drank him, v'tol kids of body, then he placed a wallet around his neck, v'hayishiva, a pesach rozayin, is placed in front of a house of harlots. Ma yasa oise haben, what should that son do? Shlo yechta.
You set him up.
You set him up, and you gave him all this money, and what do you want from him? Same thing, he gave us the Yetzirah, and then he said, I don't want you to do Avedis. Okay, you fill somebody's stomach, zoni bishi, he does plenty of avedis. It says, kimarisem vayizbu, like when they pasture and they were full, sovu vayorim libam al ken shachuni. That's when they felt horny and they forgot about me. When you feel when your heart feels elated because things are going well, you forget about the Eibishter. When you ate and you fill up and you fattened, and turn away from Hashem. They all fattened up and they kicked the Eibishter, they went away. Okay, we'll stop here. See you tomorrow with Hashem.